feel all right tonight. And I'll bring you precious contraband.
All right. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. That's me. I'm your overnight dude, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. every weekday morning on 720 WGN. And we always broadcast live from the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower. And we're here until 5. Steve Grzanich at 5 with the opening bell. And the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. Our phone number for talk and text, remember it, write it down, 312-981-7200. We want you to participate in the show at all times, 312-981-7200. We are on Twitter. You can follow us at Nick D Show. But the best way to stay connected, along with well over 12,000 fans on our Facebook page, that's the best way to do it. Facebook.com/Nick D Show. Everything on our Facebook page is updated during the show. It's alive. It's happening while the show is going on. There you go. And whenever we're talking about links and all kinds of cool stuff, show up on that page. Facebook.com/Nick D Show. All right. It's a Wild Card Wednesday. Yeah, man. Wild Card Wednesday. You know what that means. You can text in 312-981-7200, and you, our listeners, control the bumps in the later part of the show. So it's Wild Card Wednesday. That means any artist, any song, anything. Wild Card Wednesday. So get your requests going. Oh, and by the way, I just want to mention, tomorrow morning, my guest is going to be Dan Feinberg from The Hollywood Reporter. He joins me, you know, every couple of weeks to talk TV. And it's hard for us to get to the phones when Dan's here, but I want to get some questions from you guys. And we can do that. I can get some texts from you guys this morning, and then we'll read them to Dan tomorrow. So if you have any TV questions, I'll be soliciting this throughout the morning. If you have any TV questions, text them to us. And I will ask them to Dan tomorrow. So any TV-related questions, shows that are on right now, shows you're looking forward to, any TV questions that you have. You're a TV fan. Anything that's on in terms of Netflix, streaming, Hulu, network, cable, any TV question that you have that you would like to get an answer, well, Dan will be joining us tomorrow. We can't always get to the phones because Dan's here and we want to get as many things in as possible. But we will get some questions from you and I can rattle them off. We'll have them all printed up in front of me. And then whatever questions you guys have about television, we'll answer them tomorrow. So you can start texting those questions in right now throughout the morning. And it's 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Send your TV questions and send your requests for Wildcard Wednesday. Wild Card Wednesday, 312-981-7200. So remember that. And throughout the morning, I'll remind you, if you have TV questions, to send them in, to text them in to us, and Dan will be happy to answer them tomorrow morning. All right, well, let's say hello to my great producer, Dan Shagrew. How are you, Dan?
I'm good, Nick. How about yourself?
Pretty good. Boy, the temperature, wow.
Yeah.
Ugh. You know, I had the windows open in my apartment, you know? And I had like four windows open in my apartment and I had my ceiling fans going and stuff. And then when I went to bed, it was still, you know, it was fine. I got up to go to the bathroom at around 4 p.m. I got up and I was like, what the heck? You know, it was freezing in my apartment. So I closed all the windows. I still kept the fan on at the end of the bed. I always do. But man, getting up and walking to the bathroom was a real treat. Jeez. I felt like Jake Gyllenhaal in that movie where Dennis Quaid is trying to save him from cold. Remember then, Day After Tomorrow, where he's like running from cold? That is one of the stupidest movies ever made. He runs from cold so that the cold does not catch up to him. That is one of the dumbest movies ever made. What, did Dennis Quaid and Jake Gyllenhaal lose a bet to be in that movie? What in God's name? From the director of the fantastic Independence Day, the one and only Roland Emmerich. Roland Emmerich, you know the only good movie Roland Emmerich made? Yeah. That would be... No, I'm sorry. He's made two good movies. And they're both... Okay, and the term good I'm using loosely here. Universal Soldier with Dolph Lundgren and Jean-Claude Van Damme. He directed that. That's a stupid movie, but it's passable compared to the other crap he's directed. And he directed Stargate. So, it's Kurt Russell, man. And it's Stargate. So, that always reminds me of the substitute teacher, Key and Peele. Now, how do you know you're going to be a future success? Is there a Stargate in your bedroom, Jake Wellen? there a Stargate in your bedroom? Key and Peele, baby, we're only 2 days away from Keanu. Oh, my God. It's going to be the greatest film ever made. Key and Peele, Cats, George Michael. It was made specifically for me. When they sat down to write it, they said, what kind of movie would Nick DiGilio like? George Michael, Cats, and Key and Peele? Three of his favorite things ever in the world? Okay. It's going to be so good. I've already watched the trailer like 800 times. Will Forte, when they go to Will Forte plays like a gangster. Have you seen the trailer?
I have not, no.
You know, he's got dreads and he had the big beard that he always has because of Last Man on Earth. So he had the big beard, but he's got grills on both the bottom and the top. And they're like, any suspicious people been around the neighborhood? Well, yeah, man, the 17th Street blips. And Keegan goes, all right, well, where are they? 17th Street. But just, I love the name of the gang, the 17th Street Blips. And the leader of the 17th Street Blips is Method Man.
Nice.
It's going to be the best movie ever made. All right, let's go to the newsroom. Vic Vaughn. Hi, Vic.
Hey there, Ken.
How are you, man?
Doing good.
Good, good.
Same thing with me. Windows open, woke up.
Oh.
Feet were frozen.
It was ridiculous, man. It was ridiculous. And I like it, you know, I like it chillier.
Yeah, me
I'm
too.
Always I'm always warm, always, you know. But man, when I got up to go to the can, I was like, whoa.
Well, you know, yesterday when I came in at 1 a.m. here to the newsroom, it was almost 70 degrees. I think it was 67 degrees, and by the time I left, you know, it was like
The temperature dropped pretty good while we were working.
Yeah.
When Dan and I got here, we get here like 12:15. When we got here, it was still nice out. It was like, oh, that's a comfortable temperature. And we came out to the car in the morning. It was like, whoa.
Yeah.
But it was still, like, in my apartment, it was fine. It was throughout the afternoon, the temperatures dropped even more.
They did, yeah.
So by the time, you know, when I went to the bathroom, it was like Kurt Russell in The Thing. Was like, what? What the hell's going on here, man?
Right, right.
So, anyway. In traffic is Esmeralda Leon. Esmeralda, were you smart enough to leave your windows closed?
I did because it was raining.
Oh, it was raining.
Well, yesterday.
Oh.
And then I didn't open them again.
Okay, so Monday night you're talking about the rain.
Right.
Yeah. Now, let me explain something to you. I got nothing. Now we don't live very far away from each other, Esmeralda. You know, we're like a neighborhood apart.
Yes.
Like, you're in the Albany Park area and I'm in the old Irving Park area. So we're like, we could walk to each other's places if we wanted to. I'd take a cab because I'm a lazy bastard. But anyway, last night or Monday night during the hockey game, after the second period, I took a shower, and you know everything was calm and fine. I get out of the shower. I swear to God, I thought the rapture was happening outside. I was like, "What?" I mean, like hail being pelted. It was on my bathroom window when I got out of the shower. I'm like, "What's going on?"
Yeah, it was really insane. I was not far. I was watching the game at a bar, and as I was leaving, it was just frightening.
Well, here's the thing. It lasted like 15 minutes.
Right.
Seriously, it was like the apocalypse. It was like the end of the world for 15 minutes. I looked out the window, and this was right when the third period was starting. I look out the window, and I can't see anything. I'm just like, what in God's name? And then it stopped. Like, as soon as it started, it completely stopped. So... Man, Chicago weather, huh, folks? Wow, wow.
I actually opened my window today just to air out my house.
Yeah.
Just in the sense I'm like, ooh, cool air. It'll fresher.
Yeah, I'm very disappointed with the way they restructured. I don't know if I told you guys. Did I talk about this on the air, how they knocked down our back porches at my building? I told you, but Dan, you knew about it because we talk about it off the air. My building... that I live in, the apartment building I live in, they knocked down all the back porches. They were old and everything, and then they rebuilt them. But they redesigned the back porches. So now the back porch of the people who live on the right side of me, behind me, is much closer. Like, their back porch goes, like, almost to my window, you know? So now people can see in my apartment, which I don't like, and they got kids. And they're out on the damn porch. If a temperature goes above 40, they're out on the porch screaming. And now it's like 2 feet away from my window. My back window at the back of my kitchen by the back door. There's the kids out there. Aah! oh, that's fantastic. It's going to be a fantastic summer.
I feel your pain, Nick.
I mean, dude, they're right. It's right. I mean, they redesigned the whole thing. I mean, it looks great. The guys who built it, everything, it needed to be replaced. The wood was old and all that stuff. They did a very, very nice job, but because of the restructure, they redesigned it, and now the stuff, the back porches are closer to my window.
You have to turn into the scary old man that might
I already am.
You.
Trust me, I already am.
So then
am.
The kids won't go over there.
Yeah.
Because they'll be like, no, get away from old man DiGilio's house.
Have you heard what I call where I live, the place I live?
What was it?
Shutter Island.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you got to make them know that.
I know. Well, it's Shutter Island. I think they know where they live. All right, we got to take a break. Hey, by the way, when we come back, Esmeralda, you know, because of Vic's list, we started talking about our favorite albums or impactful albums. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned Portishead.
Yes.
I have Portishead news for you.
Oh.
So be prepared. All right. Danger at 30,000 feet, Mark Sapelsa. Oh, Mark Sapelsa, Esmeralda. I'm doing a plug for Mark Sapelsa here. Are you getting all crazy? He travels cross-country to find out why the air up there isn't always safe. WGN-TV investigates Thursday at 9. Good morning, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Hey, coming up after the news, we're going to welcome back to the show Ron Henderson. This is a really very, very cool guy. He's a personal trainer. He's been a personal trainer for like 3 decades. He's the author of a bunch of books. One children's book called Mason's Snack Attack is his latest. He's over 60, and this guy is the fitness king. And his website is fitnessking.com, and he's got some tips to stay healthy and some tips to stay encouraged, and we'll talk about his latest book. He's a really, really cool guy, and we're happy to have him back, and he'll be with us after the 2:30 news here on WGN. Also, want to mention that a little bit later on, after 3 o'clock, we're going to talk about 35 things that turn 35 this year. So prepare to feel very old. Prepare to feel very old, because I have a list of 35 things that turned 35 in 2016. So that's always a lot of fun. We'll reminisce about that and talk more about that. And again, throughout the morning, please text in your TV questions. Tomorrow, Dan Feinberg is going to join us, and sometimes we can't get to the phones, but we do want to get your questions in. So if you text them in tonight, we'll print them up and read them to Dan. So text your TV questions for Dan Feinberg tomorrow at 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 for any TV questions. All right. We talked about albums that were impactful in our lives. And Esmeralda, you chose a Portishead album.
I did.
And here's some Portishead news. And I'm sure you've been waiting since 1996 for this news.
It's been more stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Portishead has surfaced with a fresh, haunting cover of an ABBA cut.
It's because they heard the show last night?
I think that's what it was. They heard the show and they were like, we need to record something for Esmeralda. Let's cover an ABBA song. The English trip-hop outfit shared their take of the song SOS, which is made for the Tom Hiddleston movie High Rise. High Rise? Whoa. Is that J.G. Ballard? Is that based on his book? Because if it is... what the hell, man? Because I love Tom Hiddleston. Can you look that up, Dan? You see if that's based on Ballard's book? Portishead announced that in October that they would produce a track for the movie. While the Swedish Pop's 1975 single wasn't among their happiest tracks, Portishead strips it down. Singer Beth Gibbons seems to just be hanging on each word. And their last song that they released was Chase the Tear in 2009. So it's been 7 years since they released anything. But so it's the cover of SOS. Is it
It is the J.G. Ballard.
It is?
Yes.
Oh, man! How did I not know that they made a movie out of... that J.G. Ballard rules, by the way. Rules the planet. Wrote Empire of the Sun. He is the kid that Christian Bale plays in that movie. He's J.G. Ballard. It was a memoir that he wrote. He wrote Crash, not the Matt Dillon movie, the one where people like to have sex and smash cars up with James Spader that David Cronenberg directed. Wow, that's great. All right, so you want to hear a little bit of this? Do we have time to play?
You know, unfortunately, they have taken down the...
Oh!
No!
Oh,
come on.
Damn internet rights. Well, it's a cover of SOS, Esmeralda, my guess is that you can probably pay for it if you go to like one of them places where they sell records and stuff and songs and stuff and MP3 cartridges. That's what the kids call it, right? MP3 floppy disks?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought. So, anyway, Portishead is alive, Esmeralda, and I thought I would let you know.
I knew they were around still.
Yeah.
I know 2009, but, you know.
That's 7 years, man. That's a long time for not recording. So, anyway, SOS, they covered ABBA, and it's out there. And God, it's part of a J.G. Ballard movie. I'm just excited about it. You know what? I think actually, Eric may have mentioned that in passing at one of the film festivals that he went to, and I completely forgot about it. So, okay. All right, we got to take a break. So here's the deal. We got to take a break. We got the news, and then after the news, Ron Henderson is going to join us. He is the Fitness King. Fitnessking.com is the website.